Exclusive-Trump-backed Michigan Senate candidate Rogers on Democrat challengers moving further left. They didn't learn from 2024 election. By Nick Gilbertson on August 2, 2025. Trump endorsed Michigan Republican U.S. Senate candidate former Representative Mike Rogers told Breitbart News Saturday in an exclusive interview that the candidates running in the Democrat primary are pushing each other further and further left, which he predicts will disenfranchise working-class Democrats. Rogers, who came within a whisker of winning Michigan's U.S. Senate race against now-Senator Elissa Slotkin, DeMe, in November 2024, is set to be the Republican nominee this cycle, as the Michigan GOP is not holding a primary. Meanwhile, Democrat Senate candidates in the Wolverine state, who find themselves in a crowded field, are pushing one another to the extreme. I mean, they're still trying to figure out who can be more up on putting biological males in girls' sports and girls' locker rooms. Loving Mom Downey's takeover of grocery stores. Matter of fact, one candidate is saying that he's going to do for Michigan what Mom Downey is doing for New York City, Rogers told Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle. I mean, they are just going so far to the left. And what's interesting and why this is important for this seat? Listen. Working Democrats in the state of Michigan are not that liberal. And so I think that there's going to be a ton of disenfranchised Democrats by the way that these folks are drifting off to the left. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Mike Rogers, August 2, 2025. Rogers emphasized that it is a positive sign for Republicans, as there is no primary and the party is united behind him, noting, "We've got a clean shot. And they are going as left, as fast as they can. And it's, you know, they're just now starting to attack each other, which I love. And we're building teams across the state. We've got all 83 counties covered with co-chairs in the state of Michigan. We didn't even have that going into the fall of last year. And so the excitement here is a lot more than people realize." Rogers, who chaired the Select Committee on Intelligence during his time in the House, cautioned listeners against the typical midterm election trope, where the incumbent party often loses ground to the opposition, noting that this is an open seat and that there is also an open gubernatorial race as Governor Gretchen Whitmer's DeMe term expires in 2027. So don't buy into this, "Oh, it's a midterm," Rogers said. "We have two things going for us. One, it's an open seat. That will generate interest like never before. And we also have an open governor's race, where we just had 8 years of a Democrat governor that took our budget from $50 billion to $80-some billion with no way to pay for it. And oh, by the way, the most anti-business regulatory environment that Michigan has seen in, I don't know, 5 decades. People are ready for a change. Republicans are going to show up, change to a Republican governor. And then we're going to have that Republican governor working with a Republican U.S. senator who can walk into the Oval Office and say, 'Here's what Michigan needs, Mr. President.' Why we wouldn't do that is beyond me. This is a huge opportunity to get our state back up off its knees, on its feet, and being one of the leaders in manufacturing in the United States. I'm absolutely fired up. And the three Democrats can't figure out, you know, as I said, they're still debating on every leftist idea that has been thrown down the pipe. They didn't learn a thing in the last election. And I think that's good for our win in November of 26. Rogers nearly pulled off a victory over Slotkin last cycle, garnering 48.30% of the vote to Slotkin's 48.64%, the New York Times' election results show. Michigan is a prime pickup opportunity for Republicans as the seat Rogers is gunning for this time is currently held by Senator Gary Peters, DeMe, who is retiring after this term. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.